Are we ready? Okay, welcome everyone. I'd like to call the meeting to order. I am Debbie Giaquinta and I would like to welcome all of you to the Board of Directors meeting for Mira's Education, a nonprofit board which operates Mira Secondary School. My name is Debbie Giaquinta and I am chair of the board and I will facilitate this meeting. First, we will take roll call. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of the new members and members of the public. Item 1.2 is roll call. Debbie Giaquinta, I am the chair of the board. Denise Shields is absent.
She's excused, actually.
Okay, she's excused.
Weeks ago, she had another commitment.
Thank you. Aaron Smith.
Aaron Smith, board member present.
Thank you. Mary?
I'm here.
Okay, did you want to introduce the staff?
Let's see who's here. Lynn Alipio, CBO, Jim Tudor, executive director. Amber Ward is over there somewhere. Hello, teacher. And Derek Wolf, Janice Cusio. And who do I see? Jay Garrity's here. And William Berry, Jay Garrity instructional team, and William Berry finance.
Thank you.
That's all I see.
Okay, thank you. The Charter School Board of Directors determines in accordance with the Government Code Section 54953 that the meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of the attendees. Pursuant to Government Code 54953E3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4th of 2020 and finds that the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the directors to meet safely in person and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. And I'm sorry, I failed to mention, this is item 1.3, which is consideration and approval of the adoption of the board findings pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E1. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconferencing meetings without complying with the teleconference requirements of Government Section Code 54953B3. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 1.3.
Thank you. We will conduct all voting via roll call. Debbie Giaquinta votes in favor.
Debbie, excuse me, you need to second it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Debbie Giaquinta will second it and vote in favor. Aaron Smith?
In favor.
Motion passes. Item 1.4 is the establishment of a quorum. And do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 1.4, establishment of quorum.
Debbie Giaquinta, thank you, Aaron. It's item 1.4. And Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. And Aaron Smith, if you want to vote, we need to take a roll call for vote.
Okay. Aaron Smith votes aye on item 1.4.
Debbie Giaquinta votes aye and motion passes. Item 1.5 is the Pledge of Allegiance. If we could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Item 1.6 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have an approval or a motion for the approval of item 1.6?
This is Aaron Smith, and I make a motion to approve item 1.6, the agenda.
Okay, Debbie Giaquinta seconds the motion. Aaron, votes, your vote?
Aye on 1.6.
And Debbie Giaquinta votes aye on 1.6. The motion passes. Public comment, item 2.0. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Marist Education Inc. Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes, and speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give directions to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and non-agenda items will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1 is non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairpersons. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Thank you, hearing none. Item 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Thank you, hearing none, we will move on. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the closed session items 3.2.1. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Item 3.0 is the closed session. And we will be discussing item 3.1, the announcement regarding the closed session items, and 3.2, which is the public comment on closed items. And we'd like to move to the closed session. Angela, are you there?
Yes, if you give me one moment, it just takes a minute for it to load and send you to the breakout room.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think we're all back. Thank you. Okay, we are returning from closed session, and the board did vote to unanimously approve item 3.2.1, which was a student discipline matter and consideration of a potential expulsion for case number 2021001, and the motion unanimously passed. Okay, moving on, item 1.0, administrative items. Item 1.1 is to consider approval of the special board workshops on November 15th, 2021 and November 18th of 2021 for annual trainings on the Brown Act Conflict of Interest Law, compliance with SB 126 and the Governor's Executive Order N29-20 and AB 361. Lynn, do you have a report for item 4.1? You're on mute, Lynn.
Yes, thank you, Debbie. Every year, we wanted the board to be apprised of any changes in the law and to continue the training for Brown Act, Conflict of Interest Law, especially the newly approved AB 361. This will be in that training. We recommend that the board members and school leaders attend this training, and there's two dates to choose, which is what you have read. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments?
Recommend acceptance.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 4.1?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 4.1.
And Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. So Aaron, you and I will vote via roll call. I vote aye. Aaron?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Item 1.2, the strategic plan update. Item 1.1. 2.1, Mira Secondary School, item 1.2.1.1, school participation report for period of 2020 through 2021, months 12 and 13, and item 1.2.1.2, the school participation report for the period of 2021, months 1 and 2, which are July and August. Tim, do you have a staff report on this?
The reports are included in the packets in terms of the overall participation for the end of the school year 2020-2021. The school ended with 84.9%, so right about 85%, which is where we target to be. And then as of month two for the current school year 21-22, they're currently at 86% cumulative participation.
Okay, good. Thank you. Item 2.0 is the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved, enacted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board voting on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Items 2.1.1 is to consider approval of the meeting minutes for July 29th, 2021. Item 2.1.2, to consider approval of the independent study policy 3120 amendment. And item 2.1.3 is to consider approval of Title I school parent and family engagement policy. Do I have a motion for approval of consent agenda items 5.1.1 through 5.1.3.
This is Aaron Smith, and I make a motion to approve all items under the consent agenda.
And Debbie Giaquinta seconds that. And Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Moving on to our action items, item 3.0. These are action items that are specific for Mira Secondary School. Item 3.1.1 is to consider approval for the unaudited actuals fiscal year July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021. Lynn, do you have a report on these items?
Yes, thank you, Debbie. Mira's closed the fiscal year for 2021 with a P2ADA of 331. The total revenues is $4.75 million, and the total expenditures is $3.5 million, with a net result of operations of $1.303 million.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.1.1? Oh, I'm sorry, it's 3.1. Okay, I'm sorry, we had a wrong number. So this is really for 3.1.1?
It's 6. Item 6.1.1.
Sorry, okay, I've got a number issue here. Okay, so
this
do
is Aaron
I have
Smith. I make a motion to approve the item 6.1.1, approval of unaudited actuals fiscal year July 1, 2020 to June 30th, 2021.
Thank you, Aaron. I second it. Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. Aaron?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Is that a typo, 6.1.1? Isn't it?
Yeah. It is. I think we have it really should be. There are threes. They should be in the sequence of the threes.
3.1.1?
Wait a minute. Yes.
Angela?
Yes, there's pagination errors with the with the numbers on the master agenda.
Master.
I apologize.
Yeah, it doesn't have to do with the pages. It has to do with the action item. It should read 3.1.1. I assume the vote that you just took for that.
Should be 3.1.1, correct, Angela?
6.1.1.
It is 6.1.1.
Why is it 6.1.1?
Open session was 1, public comment was 2, closed session was 3, administrative items was 4, consent agenda was 5, and now action items are 6.
Okay, sorry, thank you.
So which is, so is it where it says action item 3.0, is that what's incorrect?
Yes.
Okay.
And then everything below, so it should be 6.1.
All right, so you took the proper vote.
Yes, we did.
Okay. I apologize for that, Paris.
No, thank you for the clarification. Okay, then we have item, so it should be 6.1.2. Consider approval of the American Rescue Plan Act, the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief ESSER 3 fund.
Excuse me. Can the minutes please reflect that error and the change on that last thing? Just want to be sure that the minutes reflect that it was an error. And that, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Lynn, do you have a report for item 6.1.2?
Yes, thank you, Debbie. The total ESSER 3 funds for MIRAs, as indicated on the plan, is $456,233. And it's also indicated in the document, the planned ESSER 3 expenditures, which is outlined in the plan to include strategies for continuous and safe in-person learning, addressing the impact of the lost instructional time.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Any comments, recommendation?
Recommend approval and just want to be sure that the numbers are corrected.
Okay, so do I have a motion for approval of 6.1.2?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 6.1.2.
Debbie Giafuentes seconds it and votes aye. Aaron?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, what is listed then as 4.0 should be 7.0. And this is board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any comments or announcements?
I'd like to share just a couple of things. Although, of course, we acknowledge that we have three separate corporations and MIRAS is its own corporation, we all share and enjoy the use of the Altus model and how we conduct our business and how we conduct our teaching and our learning. So I know that everyone is very supportive of those other schools. And I'd like to share some of the good news from some of those schools. First of all, it was Audeo Carlsbad, Audeo Tim, that's Audeo 2. No. Yes, 2. Thank you. We had a teacher named Paul Backus, who was nominated High School Teacher of the Year. And so we're very, very proud. That's a wonderful thing for the Chamber of Commerce, that group, to acknowledge him in that community. So that was a wonderful, wonderful thing. Our anchor school, the first one, the Charter School of San Diego, was happy to entertain a Baldrige Visiting Committee who came and reviewed their practice and their systems and their procedures. And although they couldn't comment, they had to leave without comment, it was our impression that they were very impressed with the operation. So good work being done everywhere, including MIRAS. We are so pleased that they are keeping up their productivity. And so just wanted to share that. Our graduation was different, but it was great. And so we're looking forward to getting back to the new norm at all our schools, and MIRAS is very well prepared and equipped. So kudos to everybody there that's making it such a great success. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to hear great news like that. Item 8.0, which is listed as 5.0, so the minute should reflect, is adjournment. And do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to adjourn.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it and votes aye. Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned at 1:39. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great afternoon.